where it started.
Hello, this is Paul.
This is Laura.
And I'm Alton.
We are Team Derringer.
And you are listening to Derringer Discoveries,
where we take you, the listener, on an adventure.
A music adventure.
The year was 1965. The city, Cleveland, Ohio. A music-loving 16-year-old named Richard Theodore Otkasik was attending a taping of a local music variety show called The Big Five Show.
The Big Five Show often featured popular local bands such as Ivan and the Sabres, Rapid Transit, the Baskerville Hounds, and the GTOs. The Big Five Show also featured notable acts such as the Outsiders, the OJs, the James Gang.
Wait, the James Gang? That's Joe Walsh.
You got it, Paul. And the Raspberries founder, Eric Carmen.
Rest in peace. R.I.P. Eric. Listeners, Eric Carmen recently passed away on March 11th, 2024. You may remember Eric's hit song from his solo career, and this is a fantastic song for anyone who's ever been alone, All By Myself. Classic song.
Yeah.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries,
with listeners in more than 30 countries.
Listeners, it was during this session that young Richard would meet his soon-to-be lifelong friend, Benny Elevenletters. You see, Benny Elevenletters was the lead singer and guitar player of an extremely popular local band, the Grasshoppers.
Wait a minute. Halton, did you say Benny Elevenletters?
I did, Laura. Benny was the child of a Slovakian mother and a Ukrainian father, so most of his friends could not pronounce Benny's last name.
And I'm going to have trouble with it, too. So Alton, what was his last name?
Well, Paul, I'm glad you asked. His last name was Orzechowski, which did indeed have 11 letters.
So they just called him 11 letters because they couldn't say his last name. Is that the idea?
Yeah, couldn't say Orzechowski, so they said 11 letters.
I like that.
I don't know which is harder to pronounce, Orzechowski or Okasik.
Okay, you two. So let me stop you right there. Listeners, before we tell you more, we want to take a moment to welcome our returning guest. This person enjoyed being with us so much last time, we never let him out of the box. His name is D.P. Derringer. D.P., welcome back to Derringer Discoveries.
Hello, Team Derringer.
Yeah, DP.
Hey, thanks. Good to be back. And I only have two letters in my first name, so that's easy to pronounce.
It is.
Yes. So, D.P., you've been sitting there quietly listening to Laura and Alton ruminate about last names. Do you have any idea who they might be talking about?
Indeed I do, Paul. They're referring to Rick Okasik and Benjamin Orr of The Cars.
Yeah. You got it, DP.
Minasan, ongaku woken podcasto no Derringer Discoveries.
But The Cars would come later down the road for these two.
Laura, you are so right. It would be a couple of years after this chance encounter before Rick and Ben would reunite in Columbus, Ohio. After playing around Columbus, Ohio and Ann Arbor, Michigan, the duo soon relocated to Boston, Massachusetts.
And it was in Boston that the two, still performing under their original last names, would form the obscure CSN-style folk rock band called Milkwood. Joining the pair on Milkwood's one album was future keyboardist for The Cars, Greg Hawks.
And I ask you one more time, if you find me in your mind in the morning.
Milkwood's one album was called How's the Weather. It was released in 1973. It failed to chart, so Okasik and Orr naturally returned to their favorite style of music. and that is rock and roll.
Next up was the Ocasek-formed rock band Richard and the Rabbits, which included both Benjamin Orr and Greg Hawks.
That's right, DP. And after the short-lived Richard and the Rabbits, Ocasek and Orr would form the band Captain Swing and recruit guitarist Elliot Easton, also a future Cars member. After Captain Swing was soundly rejected by multiple record labels, Ocasek booted the bass player and drummer and convinced Orr, who was the lead singer at the time, to take over bass duties and enlisted a new drummer, David Robinson.
After once again entreating Greg Hawks to join one of his bands, the new lineup of Ocasek on guitar, Orr on bass, Hawks on keyboard, Easton lead guitar, and Robinson on drums, they would go on to become, are you ready for this? The Cars.
In early 1977, the band recorded a 9-song demo tape. You guys remember tape, right?
Yes.
They recorded a 9-song demo tape, which included the song Just What I Needed. I guess you're just what I needed. Just what I needed. I needed someone to feed. I guess you're just what I needed. Just what I needed. I needed someone to please. The song received heavy radio play throughout Boston.
It's easy to see why, Alton. That is a great song.
Oh, yeah,
it really is.
You're just what I needed.
Yeah. And that song received enough airplay to catch the attention of a couple of popular record labels. Both Arista Records and Elektra Records offered the band a contract. They eventually signed with Elektra Records and released their debut album, The Cars, in June of 1978.
The album reached number 18 on the Billboard 200. Just What I Needed was the debut single from the album, and it reached 27 on the Billboard Hot 100. The song was written by Rick Ocasek, but sung by Benjamin Orr, and remains one of their more popular songs to this day.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries, a music adventure podcast.
Two other singles, My Best Friend's Girl and Good Times Roll, also charted on the Billboard 200 at number 35 and number 41, respectively. The album itself achieved 6X, that's right, 6 times platinum status here in the U.S., and that means it sold over 6 million copies.
The following year, in June of 1979, the band released its next album, Candy-O. Candy-O, I need you so. The album's iconic cover was created by pinup artist Alberto Vargas. The album charted at number 3 on the Billboard 200, 15 spots higher than their debut album. The album would go on to achieve 4 times platinum status.
The album produced 2 charting singles, Let's Go and It's All I Can Do, both of which were sung by bassist Benjamin Orr. It's all I can do to keep waiting for you. Let's Go reached number 14 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, while It's All I Can Do reached only number 31.
Only.
I know.
Only.
Can't believe it. The third, we'll talk about that more in a minute. The third single from the album, Double Life, failed to chart.
On August 1st, 1981, the cable channel MTV, aka Music Television, launched. The cable channel originally aired, believe it or not, music videos, issuing a new visual medium for music-loving fans.
With Orr's good looks and Ocasek's quirky, cool nerdiness, the band was made for MTV.
So much so that the videos for three songs, Double Life, Let's Go, and Dangerous Type, get this guys, those three songs appeared in the first 200 videos shown on MTV.
Can I touch you? Are you out of touch? I guess I never
And I'll tell you something, guys. I was a disc jockey at the time for a commercial radio station, and we had a TV overhead. I couldn't hear the songs, but I could watch the songs while I was doing my radio program. So I was doing music and watching groups like The Cars and going, I sure would love to hear what that song sounds like.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries.
The band's next three albums were new wave pop rock gold. 1980's Panorama reached number 5 on the U.S. Billboard 200 chart. The lead single, Touch and Go, peaked at number 37 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart.
Released on November 6, 1981, the band's album Shake It Up climbed to number 9 on the Billboard 200 chart and produced two Billboard Hot 200 singles. Shake It Up, which reached number 4 and happened to be the first video I ever saw on MTV.
Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up. Shake it up.
And Since You're Gone, that managed to climb to 41.
You're not going to believe this, but The Cars' fifth studio album, called Heartbeat City, that was released in March of 1984, it produced 6 singles, all of which charted, and 5 charted quite well. This was their first time that they went with a producer other than their longtime producer, Roy Thomas Baker, who had been the producer for Queen for a while. The producer this time around was Robert John Mutt Lang.
Mutt Lang, that's a big-time producer right there. Listeners, you may or may not know it, but Mutt Lang has produced albums for some of the biggest bands around. AC/DC, Foreigner, Shania Twain, who he was married to for a while, Maroon 5, and Muse. Paul, it's interesting that The Cars would switch producers since they were pretty established at this point. So, Paul, how well did those singles do?
I think you'll be pretty impressed. The first single was You Might Think. You Might Think shot to the very top of the U.S. Billboard Mainstream Rock chart, and it went to number 1. The second single, Magic, also went to number 1 on the U.S. Billboard Mainstream Rock chart. The third single, and the third single is the one I think of as The Cars' signature song. That song is Drive. Surprisingly, Drive did not go to number 1 on the mainstream rock chart, but it is a softer song. Instead, it went to number 3 on the mainstream rock chart here in the U.S. And it peaked at number 1 on the adult contemporary chart.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late?
And it was on the set of Drive that Rick Ocasek met his future bride, Paulina Poroskova, who happened to be one of the world's top supermodels at the time.
Yeah, guys, and who would think that that dorky but cool guy, somebody like Rick Ocasek could marry a supermodel like Paulina Poroskova?
No, why not?
And I'm sure it was happily ever after, right?
Yeah. You have to read the tabloids to find out.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Three number ones in a row, and they kept going. Obviously, why would you stop after three number one hits? The fourth song, released from the album, also did well. Hello Again also hit the top 40 in the U.S. That was the fourth single. The fifth single did well, too. And that was Why Can't I Have You? Why Can't I Have You? Hit the top 40 in the U.S. And for the sixth single, they did not chart in the U.S. They charted in Australia and the U.K. So by this time, they certainly had milked Heartbeat City for all it was worth. And they actually released, as the sixth and final single, they released the title track, Heartbeat City, which charted but barely. What an album. Heartbeat City, producing six charting songs and three number one hits.
Oh, Heartbeat City, here we come.
You are listening to Derringer Discoveries.
With listeners in more than 30 countries.
The Cars' next album, 1987's Door to Door, produced three unremarkable singles. Though You Are the Girl charted at number 17, the other two, Strap Me In and Coming Up You, didn't even make it to the top 50.
Yeah, and it was the following year, in February of 1988, that the band announced their breakup, after which many of the band members pursued solo projects. From 1998 to 2000, Benjamin Orr recorded with his own band and a couple side bands until his death from pancreatic cancer on October 3rd, 2000, at the very young age of 53.
Yeah, Laura, he left us too soon for sure. I was, and I guess I still am, a fan of Orr's bass playing and vocals. The songs that he sang for the Cars are some of my favorites.
While with the Cars, Ocasek became a sought-after producer for many up-and-coming bands. He produced projects for such notable acts as Weezer, No Doubt, and Bad Religion, to mention a few.
I did not know that.
Me neither.
Yeah. But I do know Ocasek also enjoyed a career as a solo artist and dabbled in writing poetry and acting. Though he and Benjamin Orr became estranged after the band broke up, they reconciled before Orr's death in 2000.
In an interview in 2005, Ocasek stated that he hated touring and vowed that he would not reunite with his former bandmates, but he had no objections to them doing so.
And they did, with Todd Rundgren replacing Ocasek on vocals and guitar. Hey, Paul, isn't Todd Rundgren one of your favorite artists?
Yes, Todd Rundgren is. It's a lifelong favorite ever since his album Something Anything with Hello, It's Me. And he was featured in an early episode by Derringer Discoveries. And guys, if you really want to get a kick, you can hear what we were sounding like back in the early days of Derringer Discoveries. That would be episode 12 on Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, Paul, it was because of your episode that you had done with your brother Dave that Todd got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, right?
Yeah, that's what we're saying. Todd was not inducted until after the episode. And in the episode, we argued why Todd should be inducted. And we think that the forces up in Cleveland heard, and they decided to finally let Todd Rundgren into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Thank you, Uncle Paul.
It's all Derringer Discoveries. It's just what we do.
And like Todd Rundgren, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2021, as we just mentioned, the Cars were inducted in 2018. Benjamin Orr was included posthumously with the band. The band did reunite to play a four-song set with Weezer's Scott Schreiner filling in on bass.
They were introduced by the Killers frontman, Brandon Flowers.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm over the moon, and it's my great honor to induct into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the Cars.
And listeners, Derringer Discoveries covered the Killers in two episodes, episodes 17 and 20. You will not hear me on those episodes, though.
Aww. Yeah, those were done before Laura was born, so.
Yes.
That's right, DP. I knew I liked you.
Hey, listeners, the Cars reunion at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame ceremony would be the last time the band played with Rick Ocasek, as he would die the following year, on September 15th, 2019, of natural causes.
It's sad to think that both founding members of the Cars have passed. Rick Ocasek and Benjamin Orr. Both of you, rest in peace. Team Derringer, instead of ending on a sad note, this is starting to become, everybody's dying on us, let's end on a positive note by sharing our personal favorite songs by the Cars. I guess one each, right? DP, you're the guest. You get to go first.
Well, I'd have to say that my favorite Cars song would be Just What I Needed off of their debut album. We mentioned that early in the episode.
I guess you're just what I needed.
Just what I needed.
I needed someone to please.
And it's just, I don't know, it's fun to play. I used to play it in a band. It's very catchy. I love Ben Orr's voice. What more can I say? Laura, how about you?
So my favorite song by the Cars is It's All I Can Do. It's from their 1979 album Candio with Benjamin Orr on vocals.
It's all I can do to keep waiting for you. It's all I can do.
And somebody in my household, I guess it was one of my brothers, had this on vinyl, and I can't really say why I like this song so much, but I just remember listening to it over and over and over, probably driving everyone in the house crazy, but I still love this song.
Yeah, great song.
Paul, how about you?
Yeah, thanks, Laura. I'm going to go with, by the way, I love a lot of the Cars songs, and I agree, Benjamin Orr does have a great voice, but the song I'm going to go with actually was sung by Rick Ocasek, and the song is from their 1984 album, Heartbeat City. The song I'm picking is You Might Think.
You might think I'm foolish. Maybe it's untrue. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you.
All right. That's the album that really produced a lot of hits and sort of allowed them to finish with a strong ending, even though, as we both noted, the Door to Door did not do that well. Alton, you get to wrap us up with the fourth pick. What's your favorite song by the Cars?
Well, Paul, I'm going back to the album Candy O from 1979 that Laura mentioned. The song is Let's Go. The iconic guitar riff that starts it off is just fantastic. Cars really produced a lot of fantastic hits. And Team Derringer, I want to encourage you and our listeners to do two things, okay?
All right.
I want you to check out the band's videos on YouTube. Paul, you were talking about some of the videos before we got started. You were actually talking about watching them while you were DJing.
Yeah, I was watching them, but I don't know if I've ever listened to them. I just saw them.
Yeah, but they had fully embraced MTV. They really kind of grokked what MTV was all about, put out some really funny, intriguing videos. And the ones from 1981 to 1984 were absolutely fantastic. And Team Derringer, are you old enough to remember the television series, The Midnight Special? It used to come on Friday night, Saturday morning at 1 a.m. So I used to sneak and stay up, after my parents had told me to go to bed hours before. I used to stay up and watch this this rock show. I mean, they had some fantastic bands and artists on there.
Yeah.
Great.
Let the midnight special shine a light on me. Let the midnight special.
They did an all new wave episode that aired September 28th, 1979. The Cars were one of the guest bands on this all new wave episode. They played Moving in Stereo, The Dangerous Type, Let's Go, and Candy O. And these are fantastic live versions. They're all over YouTube, so I recommend you check them out. I may put links to the videos in the show notes of this episode. And I guess that's all I have. Paul, you want to sign us off?
Please be sure to subscribe to our podcast by clicking the follow button on your podcast app.
And listeners, we'd love to hear from you. You can reach us by sending an old school email to feedback@derringerdiscoveries.com.
You can also follow us on social media. We're at Derringer Discoveries on Facebook and at Derringer Pod on Instagram, X, formerly known as Twitter, and Threads.
Until next time, listeners, this is Paul Derringer.
This is Laura Derringer.
This is DP Derringer, or you can just call me DP Nine Letters.
And this is Alton Derringer, and you've been listening to Derringer Discoveries.
In your sister's room.
Wait, the James Gang? That's James. That's. Do it again, Laura. Sorry, I was almost so close.
So, are you familiar with that song, Paul?
Oh yes, I've been alone many, many times. So I've often been all by myself, crying while I sing Eric Carmen's. I call it a classic song. That's no other way to put it. Classic song.
In June of 1978.
I think that's when I was born. Anyway.
Yeah.
I don't have to say that, do I?
No.
All right. Let me just do that.
You
want to
try it again?
Yes, I do.
Laura, how about you?
So my favorite song is, gosh, I'm just drawing a blank. Gosh, wow. Okay.
Stairway to Heaven. Say Stairway to Heaven.
Freebird. Go with Freebird.
It just like ripped right out of my head.